Okay, Felix. This is it. After months of trying to get them to even look at you, they decide, maybe. Then with that maybe, you just might get the job. Ooh, text from Mom. Let's see what it says. Ooh, that is way too much to read. Archie? Read my messages?
You have one new message from Mom. Would you like me to read it?
Yeah, I just said that.
Okay.
Isn't technology great?
Mom says, call me and your father when you can. Aunt Isidore is coming over this weekend, and she said she'd love to see you. Love, Mom.
Aw, man. Anyone but Aunt Isidore. She's the last person I want to see if I blow this interview. Let me see how I can get out of this. Archie. Text Mom, isn't Aunt Isidore still not open to seeing our cats? Question mark?
Isn't the door still not open to see our cats? Do you want to send it or change it?
Ugh, obviously change it.
Okay, obviously the door is still not open to seeing our cats. Do you want to send it or change it?
No, Archie, forget the door. There is no stupid door. It's Isidore, not it's a door.
Okay, I heard it's not a door, not a door. Would you like me to add the attitude?
Ugh, no! What is wrong with you? Maybe I just need to adjust your settings again.
Ouch. Oof. Arg. That's going to leave a mark. Oh, the artificiality.
It's not working. Come on. Ugh. I swear, you never seem to work when I need you to. How about this? Maybe, if you don't start working, I'd be better off with a new phone.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. All I heard was, wah, wah, wah. I still suck my thumb when I go to sleep. Do you want to cry or call for mommy?
You son of a-
Having fun there?
Oh, yeah. Technology, am I right? You never know what'll come up when you use it.
Yeah, I understand. My kids are constantly bugging our Archie at home. The amount of times I've had to cancel my daughter's belligerent order of gel pens yesterday alone.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Speaking of kids, you look like a kid yourself. How old are you?
I'm 22. I'm a college student.
Let me guess. From Rotundra?
Wow, that's exactly right. How on earth did you figure that out?
Well, it is the closest school in the general tri-state area, so I could put two and two together.
Makes sense.
What brings you to Ovalcorp, young man? Just taking a tour of our fine campus?
Oh, well, I have a job interview with the CEO.
Oh, that's wonderful! I bet you're ecstatic.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know what's gonna happen next.
Really? Why do you say that?
Well, I hear that the higher percentage rate can be really, really low, and that the person in charge can be intimidating. Do you think so?
Well, from what I know about him, I know he has the best interest of this company, and that it's expected of all of his employees to feel the same. It's kind of like how Rotundra feels about their students achieving excellence in whatever they study. How does that saying go again?
It's really not
that- Rotundra University! Find your path, pave your future.
Impressive.
Say, you all right there, son?
You want my honest opinion?
Sure!
I think that's just a bunch of lip service my school probably uses to make students think that they're moving mountains or something, while some students simply just don't know what they want to do next.
That's one way to look at it.
Just how some of the students might be feeling, that's all.
Surely every student finds their calling in life one way or another, one step at a time. What's your major, anyway?
Well...
Yes?
I still don't quite have one.
Oh, okay. No big deal. You'll have plenty of time to figure it out. I got so nervous you were going to say accounting. We have far too many accountants here already, and worst of all, they aren't even funny.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, we have plenty of undecided students who don't know what their major is. But they find their way and end up working here, and I'm sure you could do the same.
Yeah, well, I...
Surely with the position you're in, it's not like you waited until the last minute.
See, the thing is...
And even if you did, it's not like you're applying here thinking you can get a job without any written area of study on your diploma, and expecting to get a yes.
It's funny, because...
What a riot you are! I'd love to hire someone like you.
What?
Allow me to introduce myself, young man. I'm Flint Michigan, CEO of Ovalcorp.
Oh.
Yes, sirree. We can get you started right away.
Forgive me, sir, but I would have never guessed you were the CEO. I mean, don't you have a bathroom in your office?
Yeah, well, it's so boring in there. Sometimes I just like the change of scenery.
Oh no, this interview. This isn't at all how I thought this was gonna go.
Come on, lad, what's there to worry about? I mean, sure, you're undecided, but who's to say in your later years you won't find your way? But before we get started, I just have one thing to know, so we have a date to hire you.
Oh, really? What's that?
Well, since you're still a student, we just need to project this contract agreement.
Wait, Mr. Michigan, please, you don't understand.
All I need...
Please, sir, I beg you, just if you would take a listen for 1 second...
...is to know...
Please, sir, I beg you, if you would just take a listen...
Your...
Please don't...
Graduating year!
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. What I heard was, you're screwed.
What was that?
Oh, shoot, nothing. Shut up, Archie.
So, when do you graduate?
Well...
Yes...
I...
Yes?
You see...
Out with it, boy!
This is my last year.
This is your last year?
Yes.
And you came here, wanting a job?
Yes.
Without any listable qualification or skills of any kind?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I don't have any unlistable qualifications. I can juggle lemons while riding...
This is remarkable! I've never seen such a fascinating and mysterious case.
I mean, being undecided isn't that uncommon, I think.
Yeah, for like a freshman or sophomore. How is this even possible in your fourth year?
My school offers a lot of electives on basket weaving.
Okay, well, this is absolutely crazy. I mean, this is so groundbreaking, it'll even give life to the accounting department.
Oh, well, great, I can tell the story on my first day on the job and-
Wait. The job?
Yeah, you just hired me.
Oh, no. No, I can't give you the job, not a chance.
But you just hired me.
Well, that was before you told me you have no transferable skills. Unless you can tell me a funny joke. I love a good joke.
Oh, what did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet to scare someone?
I don't know. What?
Supplies!
Stick to basket, son. And good luck out there.
Wait. This isn't even a real interview. I mean, we're standing in the middle of the men's bathroom for crying out loud.
Sorry. My company, my rules.
Come on, Mr. Michigan, please. I mean, it's not our scheduled time yet. Give me the chance and I promise I'll knock your socks off.
Oh, what the heck? I don't have anything else today. Besides, what will I do otherwise? Talk to the accountants? Ugh.
Okay, Felix, this is it again. He knows who you are, that you don't have any special skills, and that you won't have any area of study written on your diploma. But hey, what are the odds?
Judging by that conversation, I would say 1,994,432 to 1, but I'm just spitballing.
Thank you, Archie, for the encouragement.
Would you like me to order you a ride home?
No. I need to get amped up. Play my hype up music.
Playing the first song.
Walk in the room. As I'm trying not to choke from smelling my perfume, and I'm having trouble remembering if my appointment starts at 12. Did I even introduce myself? Did I mention that I play kazoo? And can you hear my voice trebly? Well, I could sing or dance a little, or maybe a lot, and I won't let you down. Chance. I could write you symphonies, all for you on the spot. So if you stick around, then I guess I'm sorry in advance. Oh, I can feel it now. I'm in too deep with too many things to figure out. Like, what does this company do again? You ask me why I want this job. Forgot to iron and I look like a slob. Then you cross your arms and start to pout and say that you have lunch in 10, but I could sing or dance a little, or maybe a lot. And I won't let you down. I could write you symphonies, all for you on the spot. So if you stick around, then I guess I'm sorry in advance. At the end of it all, I don't know what I'm doing here. Doesn't matter if I stop. I think that your choice is crystal clear. Though when this meeting is over, you may ask if I'm sober. Then take this time as your souvenir. I could have sang all day.
And we seem to be out of time.
Wait, I didn't get to the ending.
Oh, okay. Did you get the job?
You see, I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, how do you mean?
At the end of the interview, he just said that I was one of the most unique applicants that ever applied.
That doesn't exactly sound very promising, Felix.
It's okay. In retrospect, I don't know what the company actually did anyway.
Felix, I'm going to ask you the question we are dying to know. Why did you even apply for a full-time job anyway, when you're still undecided, let alone still in college?
Listen, nobody ever said that I technically need a diploma to guarantee a job.
You know what? You're so right. Who couldn't disagree with at least 72% of American jobs according to educational statistics?
Aren't you being a little too sarcastic for a counselor?
To be fair, the session would have gone more smoothly if you haven't included the song.
What song?
Anywho, I have my next appointment in a few, so I better get ready.
Actually, before I go, Doc, I had something to—
Where did my herbal tea go? I swear I put it right here on the windowsill.
Man, nobody can hear me now or in the flashback. Doc, I wanted to know—
Oh, I know who it was. It was that idiotic buffoon Richard Roach. All my years in school only to get my mug stolen by some freeloader.
Oh, Roach. But Dr. Hirsch—
Felix, since he's your friend, tell him I'm letting him off with a warning, but this is his last time. Anyhow, I'll see you next week.
Wait, Dr. Herschel.
Yes, how may I help you?
I wanted to ask you a question while I got you for a few minutes.
Well, it's more like minute, but go ahead, ask your question.
When did you know you wanted to be a college wellness counselor?
I never knew I wanted to be one until later.
Oh, really? What do you mean?
I originally wanted to teach psychology full-time as a professor at a university, but life had other plans, as it does for many. Everyone has a different calling, after all.
I don't follow.
Well, I tried to teach, and I can't say any of my students were truly learning anything. I don't even know how many could stay awake.
I see. And how did that make you feel?
I mean, it wasn't the best feeling in the world, but it was there that I had a revelation. I saw traits of immense stress leading to even less desirable coping habits.
Yeesh. It sounds pretty rough.
It was only then that I realized I don't necessarily need to be a professor to teach. I wanted to be there for students in a way where they could come out as better people, and I feel like I can still do that.
Wow. Hey, Doc.
What is it, Felix?
Do you think I could charge you for this session? Maybe I could be a counselor myself.
Well, at least you got something out of that. Oh my, my next appointment is here. I'll see you next week, Felix.
Okay, Doc. See you later. That was some session. I better get back to my dorm room. Oh, hey, Roach.
Felix, my man. How goes it?
Nothing new. Still majorless, as always. Plus, the one and only job that I thought I could square away all fell through just by me using the bathroom. So that's how my life's going. I'm starting to think that I'm never going to figure this out.
Oh, that's not true. You always manage to get by. You're resilient, just like your good old Uncle Roach. Where was it you went to again?
Oval Corp.
Ah, I see. That's your first problem. The CEO has a dumb name. I mean, for crying out loud, he's named after a city with bad water.
You do realize that your nickname is a bug that carries diseases and lives in the trash surrounding said water?
Touché, kid. Touché. Didn't your folks tell you to respect your elders?
Roach, we've been over this. We're the same age. Also, is that the doc's mug? He's gonna kill you if he catches you with this stuff again.
Oh, Hershey? Nah, don't worry. We're neighbors. There ain't nothing that could happen to ruin the bond we have. Anywho, you seem like you got other things on your mind, kid. So make like a full can of trash and raccoons. Spill!
I guess it's not just the whole thing about the job interview or the fact that I'm still undecided. I feel like it's just another thing that ultimately proves what I fear most.
Which is?
That I don't have a calling in life. I mean, think about it, Roach. Everyone can do something spectacular that sets them apart from the rest. And me? I have nothing.
Now, I'm not as smart as my neighbor Hershey, but I thought college was supposed to help you figure it out.
Well, yeah, on paper.
And what the heck happened? Did you get kicked out of each one? Those jerks.
No, Roach, relax. Nobody prevented me from joining a club, major, or anything of the sort except me.
Interesting. Tell me more.
It's just that I get worried I'll be stuck. No matter where I go or what I'll do, I'll just be trapped doing one thing for the rest of my life and be miserable. So I looked at each thing in college as a menu item in a big, big, big restaurant.
You hearing that too? Or is it just me?
Or like a streaming service full of movies and shows I couldn't decide what to watch.
Jeez, what was in that tea, Hershey?
Like everything laid out in front of me at Rotundra was just a place of games, like a casino or something. And I was gambling for money or chips or something like that. And score big.
Maybe it's just the swelling of the music in my ears. I didn't hear it right. But why on earth would you go to a casino if there's no money involved?
Easy. To just play around.
Settling, I'd stop to keep playing around. I'm playing around for my folks back in town. How so fun it is to be lost and never found. When any sort of attachment was brewing, I'd stop to keep playing around. I don't think that I'm gonna change. Why would I ever wanna change? Time that I ever would make up my mind, it'd be dropped to keep playing around.
Felix, don't you see?
What?
You're too scared of commitment, hovering around like flies hovering over a trash can.
What is it with these similes? Besides, Roach, a little bit of time to figure myself out isn't the worst thing. I still have that, at least. Oh, shoot, that's my phone. Archie, who is that?
Incoming call from the Rotundra University President's Office.
Uh-oh, that can't be good.
Answer the call, Archie.
Answering.
Hello, you've reached the number of Felix Wharton. Undecided, but still excited.
Really?
Felix speaking.
Hi, this is Clara with the Office of President Rory Rotundra. I need to speak to you on account of your academic progress.
Oh, yes. I emailed about that yesterday. I applied to take basket weaving for 2 credits instead of 1 because my professor thinks I'm getting better and...
Oh, no. That's not what I'm referring to.
Then what are you referring to?
We've been alerted that there is a slight discrepancy in your progress report.
What? How? I have the required amount of credits to graduate.
Yes, however, it is all miscellaneous. None of the classes you have taken have been cumulative to any of the requirements for our school of study.
What did she say?
It means that since you haven't shown any partiality to one of our majors here at Rotundra...
That... what? I won't be able to graduate?
Precisely.
But that's not fair! I took so many classes of so many varieties! So many splinters from basket weaving!
Relax, Mr. Wharton. That isn't the only reason why I'm calling.
What? Are you gonna tell me I need a second internship now, too? I did my time at the meat canning factory.
No. I received an order from the president himself. He would like to enroll you in an RRDS program.
What does RRDS mean?
I think it spells ARDS.
Quite the contrary, Mr. Roach. It is an acronym for our Emergency Enrollment Program, Rotundra Rotating Directed Study. In this program, you will shadow either a student of choice or assign students to try and show a demonstration of knowledge at a novice level of performance. Once you are comfortable with that, and after further assessment, you will be given the option to be integrated into the school of study.
Okay. Okay, I think I can do this. I can figure it out so long as I have enough time. Speaking of which, how much time do I have?
Well, this program is usually dedicated to college students at an earlier grade level. So given the circumstances of your graduation, you will be given approximately 45 days.
Sweet sassafras!
F-f-f-45 days? But that's not nearly enough time!
No, sir. That's barely enough time for a family of possums to prepare for the great Sisyphean battle known as hibernation.
Actually, possums are not typically known to hibernate for the winter, so that statement is false.
Hey, stay out of this. Felix, why even bother calling this a smartphone if it can't even tell when we're trying and not trying to talk to it? It seems confused.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that, since it was coming from a troglodytic lifeform who doesn't know about possums, but somehow about the myth of Sisyphus.
Why, I oughta!
Guys, cut it out! Can't you see my college career is at stake here?
Time is of the essence, Mr. Wharton. I'm going to need an answer. Will you be enrolling in the program?
What other choice do I have?
Excellent! Then we will start tomorrow. Have a wonderful day!
Listen, Felix. I know this is probably going to be difficult, given your previous dispositions on deciding a major and whatnot, but look on the bright side. You're always welcome to live with me in the trash!
You do realize I have an actual house, right? I live with my parents and not in the trash, and oh my god, my parents! Oh my god, what am I going to tell them? They've been thinking I've been on track since my freshman year. I can't let them know that I'm in this situation. I'll barely have any dignity with Aunt Isidore left.
Okay, I got bears have any dignity to Aunt Doors left. Do you want to send it?
Not now, Archie. We gotta figure this out. Come on, Roach. We gotta find me a major.
I'll stop playing around, 'cause I know what I must do now. I gotta try.